This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about, you know, various ways of achieving liberty in our lifetime. But I want to move on because, Conan, you brought in an interesting article about fat shaming. And this is one of the many ways in which I diverge from the typical ravenous frothing at the mouth left.
Mm-hmm.
Obesity is unhealthy.
Yes.
And I'm sorry to the people who are obese and who struggle with that, but it is unhealthy. And I don't think it's fat shaming to point that out.
And that's exactly what happened in this situation. But the thing that really irritates me no end is that for the last 15 months, they have told us to do all of these things to stay safe, to lock ourselves away and don't talk to our neighbors and wear masks and, you know, don't go to work and, you know, and only...
Well, some people are told that.
Don't go outside, exercise. Don't get fresh air.
And I was an essential worker, so I was told to go to work.
And everything that you should be doing, that there's nowhere to be seen. Fauci has never come out and said, hey, look... fatties, you're overweight.
Well, see, I would draw the line at fatties. That's probably, I don't know if I would call it, I guess it technically would be fat shaming, but it's unhelpful.
It doesn't help at all. And I have those, and by the way, I have the numbers from the CDC, just dealing with that and exactly. But this story, the first story, a fitness trainer and team USA paintball player, Jessica Meola.
So she was on the Olympics?
I don't know the extent of the USA paintball team. That sounds like something that would be on the Olympics these days, though.
I miss paintball. Paintball was a good time.
I mean, isn't ping pong an Olympic sport? I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's that, but that makes sense though, because across the rest of the world, especially especially in Asia, they love them some ping pong. But anyways, Jessica Meola has been booted off of the squad after she was accused of fat-shaming a teenager hospitalized for COVID-19 by saying he needs an effing treadmill more than a vaccine. The team, which is not affiliated with the Olympics, there you go, announced on Monday they were cutting ties with Meola, 31, after she shared a video on TikTok in which she scornfully reacted to a news report about David Espino, 17, a Florida high school all-star football player. And there's a picture of this guy, and he's a little tubby. He's a big dude.
I mean, that's typical of a lot of football players, right? A lot of those they're big dudes.
Big as in he has more meat on him than is healthy.
Yeah, COVID's attacked the obese at higher rates than it has those that are within what they would call a healthy BMI.
Well,
so
it has more severe effects on people who are obese.
Yep. Here from the CDC, obesity worsens outcomes from COVID-19. Duh. Adults with excess weight are at an even greater risk during the COVID-19 pandemic. Having obesity increases the risk of severe illness from COVID-19. People who are overweight may also be at increased risk. And here are the numbers. More than 900,000 adult COVID-19 hospitalizations occurred in the United States between the beginning of the pandemic and November 18, 2020. Models estimate that 271,000 of those 900,000, so 30% of those hospitalizations, were attributed to obesity.
I'm not surprised at all.
Well, no, we're not, because we've been talking about this for more than a year.
And probably another 20% were from diabetes.
But most of the population out there, It's going right over their heads. It's going in one ear and right out the other, not even hearing what we're saying right now. I just want my wonder pill. I just want my wonder vaccine that I don't have to do anything. I don't have to take care of myself. I just get the shot and I can go back to being a dummy.
Yeah. Well, I think that what I hear from this is that somebody probably was a little overzealous when they were talking about trying to encourage people to lose weight to combat COVID-19, and perhaps they don't like the idea of a vaccine. I'm of the opinion that you generally attract more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. So, you know, I mean, the best way to describe it is this way. Now, whatever reason the U.S. paintball team decides to let somebody go, I don't think that makes any sense, personally. I didn't support Colin Kaepernick receiving all the flack for, you know, what I considered to be a misguided show of...
All right, let's get into this. Why would you say it was misguided?
I just... Because basically he was fundamentally saying what BLM's saying, which... And I tend to disagree with it. I don't think you can really show that black Americans are truly treated terribly in America versus other groups. And I think that it gets, it's just divisive. I think we're better off. I think everybody's better off working hard, doing their best in life, being happy rather than being concerned with everybody else's color.
I would tend to agree, but I would also disagree. I would tend to agree that that would make people happier, but the reality is that, you know, black Americans, they do have a harder time in the United States than white Americans.
I think they do. I would agree with that. But I also think that much of the internal conversation that goes on amongst leftist BLM supporters, you pick the terminology, I don't really care, is disempowering in a way that it creates a conspiracy theory in one's mind. Like, so for instance, I'm discriminated against, I know it, because I'm a convicted felon. But the thing is I don't know when I'm discriminated against. So
sure.
I know that it's happened in my life. I just don't know when it's happened. And I could point out this bad thing happened to me, and I'm pretty sure it happened because I was, you know, X, Y, or Z. But you don't always know. And really, how empowering is that for my life when I'm constantly going around trying to figure out this bad thing that happened? Did it happen for this reason or that reason? Well, then what difference does it make? It happened.
Certainly, there's no way to pinpoint any given act and say that, you know, this is a result of my skin color or the fact that I'm trans or because I'm a felon or whatever. But I feel it prudent to point out that for whatever, however justified it may have been, you're a felon as a result of your actions versus a black person who is just black and they didn't do anything to be black.
I didn't claim that I was discriminated against for a different reason. I just claimed that I really am discriminated against, and there really are laws that say that it's okay to discriminate against me. There are no laws that say it's okay to discriminate against somebody based on their color, but there are laws that say it's that they can discriminate against me. Now, it doesn't matter why. I can't change it any more than somebody can change their skin color.
Well, in theory, actually, that's not true, Mark. That's not true at all. You do have a much stronger chance of changing the law than someone does of changing their skin color. Laws can be changed. Skin color
can't. What law are you talking about?
The laws that allow the discrimination against felons.
I'm not going to bother. I'm discriminated against.
I'm still saying you're factually incorrect to say that, you know, you would be it's just as easy to change your skin color as it would be to change the discrimination against you. You could, in theory, change the laws that discriminate against felons.
Michael Jackson's changed his skin color.
I'm not getting into that.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, you
maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
I could do this nearly impossible task, and I couldn't do that nearly impossible task. So fine.
Michael Jackson was still black. Whether he had revitiligo or was bleaching his skin, it doesn't matter. He was still a black American.
And whether or not the laws allow people to discriminate against me, I wouldn't want a job where somebody didn't want to hire me for whatever reason. So,
I agree
again,
with that.
it doesn't make a difference to me whether I'm discriminated against or not. I can tell you when I go to foreign countries like Japan and Canada, and I get questioned, kicked out of the country, thrown in jail over it, when I didn't know these things were going to happen, that's a little frustrating. But, am I going to sit there? How likely is it I'm going to change the law in Japan, Aria?
I don't know, but it's more likely than a black person becoming white or a white person becoming black, at the very least. So the two things aren't equally viable. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160.
A poor black man to a rich white woman.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live Topless Tuesday, which doesn't appear thus far to have gotten us any flack from the major streaming platforms, but it's inevitable that it will. It's happened in the past. However, She Talk Live is also a topless episode these days. That's coming up tomorrow. You can watch it at video.freetalklive.com. Even if that wasn't happening, we're ultimately going to get hit for Topless Tuesdays, and we're going to get suspended from these major platforms, and that's one of the many, many, many reasons to get away from them. We've been using Library for years. It's an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, which is a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes, and it could be taken down at any moment. I think one of those has probably expired by now, so in theory we could go back to streaming to the Free Talk Live YouTube channel, and we probably should. I should make a note to look into that, but it's inevitable. They're going to kick us off, so check us out at video.freetalklive.com. That's a link to our Odyssey channel. Video.freetalklive.com. If you're sick of having to change the platform on which you're watching the show because we're constantly being kicked off of them, well, there's your solution. Video.freetalklive.com. We have Gabriel calling out, who is actually watching at video.freetalklive.com. Gabriel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to ask you guys what you think about the idea that because the people who are being like kicked off of social media, big time mainstream social media platforms, like the conservatives that are, you know, really whining about it a lot and saying, ah, they're kicking us off. What's going on? And then people saying, well, hey, they're a company that can do whatever they want. Just don't go there. Well, I was thinking, since they're actually advocating for political action that aggresses against other people, couldn't it be that they are literally advocating for violence, like in a very adamant way? You know?
Can you repeat the question without the pronouns? I don't know who you're talking about. Who is doing what?
Basically, conservatives are complaining that they're being kicked off, but most of them are also advocating for violence at the same time.
Most of the conservatives are advocating for violence.
Whenever they support their mainstream political party, and either side.
Sure. I mean, what you're getting at is that the Democrats and the Republicans, both of them are committing aggression against people every single day.
Exactly. And so whenever they advocate for that political side, they are advocating violence publicly on those platforms.
Except Silicon Valley leans in one direction. And whenever the left come out saying that demanding that I get a vaccine passport, freedom pass to enter into a grocery store, how is that not violence against me? But Facebook is never going to take that down.
No, because Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, they don't see violence of the state as being violence.
So the question I think you're getting at is, well, if you can just go elsewhere, just don't use their devices, their software, go somewhere else, make your own, which they like to say, and then of course they take that down when it happens to be something. What was it? Parler got taken down for a couple of weeks or something.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. They can't take down social.freetalklive.com.
My biggest issue is Twitter, Facebook, some of these big boys. They're actually winning elections. They're getting people elected who I might not agree with, who I think are, you know, are dangerous to my lifestyle.
And they've also hidden behind the veneer of freedom of speech for a very long time. The suggestion was that this is your place where you can go and you can speak your mind.
Then, well, they're called freaking YouTube, right? That was the whole point.
Yep, that was the idea, but now it's not. And it's, you know, once somebody has an idea that's just too bad, and, you know, I'm not saying this is easy. Look, if you let the Nazis come in, then pretty soon everybody doesn't want to be at your place anymore, and so you've got to do some level of monitoring. I understand the problems. I just,
well,
you know,
Nazis are welcome at social.freetalklive.com. We'll argue with them, and we'll demonstrate why they're wrong and why their opinions are ideological. logically unsound.
Absolutely. This is an old argument. I don't want to push these guys under the rocks, and I don't want them hiding. I want to know where you're at. I want to know who you are. I want to know where you stand. I want to know your name so, first of all, I can defend myself, but I want to know that you exist.
See, I disagree entirely. I got off social media because it sucks. And it really honestly doesn't matter whether it's a free social media like social.freetalklive.com or not. Because I don't want to spend my time, the valuable few years that I have left on the planet Earth, arguing with somebody about some inconsequential BS on the internet.
Well, to be fair, I don't use social media for those purposes, and I'm not on social.freetalklive.com enough to argue with any Nazis that may or may not be there anyway. But, you know, the point still stands that that was the whole reason I did Shemale versus Nazi. It's not because I wanted to give Christopher Cantwell a platform or whatever the ravenous left accused me of. It was because I wanted to demonstrate why his ideas weren't sound.
And by the way, Mark, I'm not going to spend any time doing any of that either. I got cat memes to look at. But I'm going to allow the trolls out there to argue with themselves. And that feed will fly across mine. And I'll be like, all right, I see that guy and I see that guy. Now I know where these two stand.
Yep.
Also valid.
Back to cat memes.
Yeah. I'm mainly just kind of thinking that sometimes a lot of libertarians will get up there and say, try to defend the conservatives were getting kicked off, but they have actually legitimate grounds for being kicked off if you don't want people advocating violence on your platform. But obviously, we could do a little bit better job possibly on focusing on the imbalance.
My question is, which conservatives have been kicked off for actually advocating violence? I thought that most of these guys were spouting conspiracy theories, especially when it comes to the Rona. That's why they got kicked off.
Well, I mean, you got people like Richard Spencer and Christopher Cantwell and other conservatives. So.
Okay, what's his name? The fat boy, Alex Jones.
Well, he was kicked off for being a lunatic. That's true. There are examples of people who were kicked off for not advocating violence.
Correct. A lot of people.
Well, we've been kicked off of platforms, and we've never advocated violence. So advocating violence isn't the only reason that people get kicked from social media platforms.
It doesn't matter what you do. Right. They'll kick you off. They'll state you violated the community standards. You go and ask them, what's that mean? And they don't have any clue because it wasn't the same person answering your question as it was that kicked you off. You know, it's some far-left hijab-wearing gal in Pakistan.
Oh, you can tell this has never happened to Mark. Mark, you don't get to even speak to a human being anymore. There's no human being behind this process.
They have whole teams of these guys in India. That's all they do. They have parameters.
Yeah, and they handle maybe 1 in 50 of the actual suspensions. There are way too many suspensions for a human being to look at each and every one.
Yeah, there's not enough managers. They have a whole team of these guys, and they just have a list, and they see the keywords, and they just hit a button. And if you don't complain, you'll never get to talk to the manager.
I think there's no opportunity to complain with Facebook and Twitter. I've been through this.
And then have it, denied again.
Yes. I've been through this. And the appeal is almost automatic, far too quick for a person to have looked at it. I think it's all AI. 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are cheering the passage of a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill in the Senate.
After years and years of infrastructure week, we're on the cusp of an infrastructure decade that I truly believe will transform America.
19 Republicans voting yes on the nearly $1.2 trillion spending bill. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, not one of them.
The Democrats want to give billions of dollars to unelected bureaucrats in the Biden administration to spend however they please. As Admiral Akbar said in Star Wars, it's a trap!
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is remaining defiant in his resignation from office. Cuomo announcing he's stepping down following a bombshell sexual harassment report. USA Radio News. A Texas judge is making a ruling regarding Democrats from Texas who left the state.
State District Judge Brad Arutia ruled in favor of Texas Democrats who fled the state last month to block Republican-backed voting integrity legislation. Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan and other officials are now barred from arresting the lawmakers. The judge, a Democrat, signed the order on August 8th, issuing the injunction. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Amazon is now paying customers up to $1,000 in damages for products sold by third-party sellers that cause personal injury or harm. The company is saying buyers can contact Amazon's customer service, which will notify the third party of the issue. If the seller rejects the claim, Amazon will step up and address the problem themselves. The Dixie Fire in California continuing to burn. It's also now the single biggest fire in California history, covering more than 750 square miles. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We empower you to share your opinions on national radio, no matter what they happen to be. As we were talking about previously, you know, I'm not opposed to talking Nazis. We have Scott the Bigot, who actually hasn't called in quite a while. But we used to have him call regularly. Even Christopher Cantwell still calls every once in a while from prison, regrettably. But anyway, with you tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Mark. And we're talking about obesity and COVID because this is not news to us. But we knew that obesity was one of the primary underlying conditions that caused COVID or the coronavirus to become life-threatening.
Yep. Age, obesity, and vitamin D deficiency. Those are the three. Those are the three winner chicken dinners.
Is that actually listed as one of them?
I don't think here on the CDC. Actually, I might delve a little further in there and see where they stand on that. But and of course the comorbidities are like heart disease. That's a big monster one, right?
Which
there
is linked strongly to obesity and diabetes.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, speaking of, we were just talking about canceling conservatives. Influencers out there who really get it, it's most definitely they if they're right wing and they say anything off the beaten track, they risk losing their positions pretty much every time they get in talk. I mean, we've seen it ourselves with YouTube. They're ready. Yeah, they're ready to boot us. I'm surprised we're still on there.
Well, we're
they talk
not.
About it all the time in their YouTube videos. Is they're like, I can't say this word, but it rhymes with such and such, or you know, like they'll make up code words, which is pretty common to get around these rules. But basically, they're all the time saying that YouTube is not a platform for free speech.
Yep, and they can't get sued either. It's how you like that. If they ended up one of their videos gets someone killed, you know, they're off the hook. But they can, spend all their time and energy monitoring. They can spend all of their energy.
Anything you were saying.
Controlling what content you get to see, which I'm saying is unfair. Back in the day, you know what canceling was? It's when you didn't like a product and you boycotted it. You just did not click on it. You did not buy it. Now, canceling, and this is what happened to Jessica, this paintball gunner.
But let me explain why I started laughing. I decided to look up the Free Talk Live YouTube channel and see how long, you know, we had until the strike went away. As it happened, you know, because mine is the one we're currently streaming to, mine was the one that's pulled up, and sure enough, your content was removed due to a violation of our community guidelines, and we were given a strike. Well, no, we were given a warning. We'll get a strike if it happens again.
That's the last one, too, right? The third strike?
No, this is on my YouTube channel.
Oh, your YouTube channel.
Which we're streaming to because the Free Talk Live YouTube channel is on the verge of being deleted. So, yes, we just got our own medical misinformation strike for yesterday's episode. Did we even talk about... I don't think we mentioned COVID yesterday.
No. But, you know, back to where I was going with that. Back in the day, you didn't like something... Don't click on it. Don't buy it. Now, all you got to do, and this is what happened to Jessica.
It wasn't yesterday.
You get
episode.
A bunch of TikTok Karens who blow up that this paintball organization. Hundreds of them emailing. You need to fire this person. She's disgusting. We can't have that. How can you live with yourself? And that's what they did. They were worried about their message. They were worried about their model. And they're like, sorry, Jessica, you got to go. Yeah, and it's disgusting because here she is, an actual fitness, a person who is involved in fitness, and you think she would know a thing or two about obesity and these CDC numbers that we were just talking about, that you are more likely to get the COVID if you are overweight.
Well, a fitness trainer isn't a doctor.
No, but I mean, I would... Correct. You're absolutely correct.
But she's correct, though.
But she's correct.
I mean, she's correct that you're more likely to get hit with harder symptoms if you're more obese. And the CDC says so. But no one wants to talk about those particular realities. If America
decided... Well, why should they? They can just get a vaccine. And sweep their obesity under the rug for a few more years.
Easy way out.
They had a full year to lose some weight, if that's what they wanted to do. And frankly, I'll be honest, I didn't lose any weight during that time frame. I had to catch COVID to lose weight. But they had all that time to lose weight.
I gained
instead
weight.
But I
wasn't inactive like most Americans were.
Yep, most Americans gained weight during 2020.
Yeah, well, I just drank too many monsters.
I find it disturbing that a person, this woman is obviously in good shape, she takes care of herself and she does it for a living, has been basically thrown off of her team for speaking the truth. And a bunch of Karens couldn't take it, and they get in there and they talk to her management, and they got her fired.
Would she have been kicked off? Would she have been fired if she had phrased her response more delicately?
She thinks she would not have. She's already apologized and said she wasn't very tactful, and she should have said it differently. She's probably right. But at the same time, she's still right. She's still right.
She is still correct, but there's a big difference between, you know, telling someone, you need a treadmill, not a vaccine. And look, the biggest threat that COVID-19 causes is to people who are obese. The best course of action would be to lose some weight.
Mm-hmm. But, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter whether they're right or not. I've supported lots of people who said things that I would disagree with. Because this is right or wrong, this is still an opinion situation. And, you know, it's your freedom to say things in an untactful fashion. What the American paintball, team should be worried about is paintball. And what the NFL should be worried about is football.
Yeah, but to a certain extent, you know, these organizations, they need fans.
None of these Karens that got her fired watch paintball. I can assure you that.
Well, they watched it enough to know what she said.
Some of these TikTok Karens need to lose some weight, too, by the way. I'm just saying.
I'd be a fan of an organization that stood up and said, hey, look, we do paintball. You people do your opinions. If you got a problem with it, blow up her YouTube channel.
Correct.
We're gonna shoot the other team with paintballs. And if the NFL had said, look, I don't know why we're doing the national anthem
in the first place. Mark, that's borderline delusional. Actions don't happen in a bubble. If you want your paintball team to get people to come out and spectate and cheer you on, you have to have, you know, players that the people like. If your players are out there pissing people off, you're not going to have people coming to your games, and you're going to lose money, and you're going to go out of business.
How many of these people you think are now going to go to a paintball game? This is the problem.
I don't know, but neither do you.
When you start worrying about the wounds of the injured Twitter followers, then let's be serious here. Look, Free Talk Live doesn't gain or lose listeners by changing its message. We don't change our message. We keep it the same day after day after day. You should have the freedom to say what you want so long as you're going to deal with the consequences. As far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to take the consequences of freedom of speech because I think it's important.
Does that mean I can post dead cop memes on our Facebook page again?
You cannot.
So you do care about the consequences.
I think the dead cop memes are pointless.
It got more interactions than any other Facebook post on Free Talk Live in the last several years.
Right. That is true.
Arya, as far as cancel culture goes, all you have to do is look at today's sports. They are going so far and beyond to kowtow to these Karens that their sports are unwatchable. They are losing people left and right because they don't want to deal with all this wokeness. And we're talking about paintball. I want a rough and tough, same thing with like the derby girls, the roller skater girls. I want some rough and tough girls out there who are throwing it around and getting dirty, getting dirt under their nails. I actually like that. That would make me want. Now I want to go watch paintball because of this. But now she's not there anymore because they're kowtowing to the Karens, to the woke. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Sports in this country is dying because of these fat Karens.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. Mark, I don't know what you're doing, but I had to mute you for a moment. There was a lot of noise. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio, well, with you tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Mark. And we've been talking about fat-shaming Karens, you know, this cancel culture that we find ourselves in. Like, my YouTube channel just received a strike. I don't care at all. In fact, my response was to laugh about it live on air when I discovered it, because it's just so stupid and pedantic and meaningless to me. But it was about Saturday night's episode, which I haven't listened to, but presumably there was medical misinformation in it. And of course, that's why the Free Talk Live YouTube channel is currently not receiving streams, because it got up to 2 strikes, with the third resulting in permanent deletion. And it's just, it's absurd. Even our live streams, they're on Facebook, at least briefly, or at least once, like within 30 seconds of going live, it had the little click this for COVID-19 vaccine information banner under it.
Before you even started streaming.
Before we started actually talking, I think prior to that it was just like commercials and stuff. But I mean, how long until Facebook kicks us off? And it's not like we're not advocating violence. We're spreading misinformation, which you have to point out isn't.
It could get people killed, Aria.
No, you tell someone
about ivermectin or hydrochloroquine, I mean, you could get someone killed.
If you were spreading false information, you could get someone killed.
Well, that's what they're claiming.
No, they're calling it misinformation. If it was false information, they would say this is false. They have fact checkers who do exactly that sort of thing.
And they also need to consider that, I mean, we're not doctors. And if anybody chooses to listen to us as though we are the final word on medicine for their lives, that person has abdicated their role as the person who is responsible for their life, liberty, and their pursuit of happiness. I mean, I would never say that, but I will say some things and expect people to fact check, because I would expect somebody to fact check me, and I hope, if I'm wrong, that they send me an email at mark@freetalklive.com. However, what you
I have a whole matrix server full of people who like seem to do nothing except fact check me. You can find it at chat.freetalklive.com if you want to join that.
The problem, you're busy being wrong.
Yeah, Mark, the only problem with that is when you're talking about the elite, when you're talking about Silicon Valley, they don't consider smart people out there. We're just all a bunch of dummies, and we need our hands held, and we need to be told how to think and what to think. Otherwise, we'll get ourselves killed. We can't have soda cups at a certain size because we're consuming too much sugar. It's for our own good. We need to just be good taxpayers.
It's the worst kind of
Bloomberg.
Humans. The belief that their platform is somehow so powerful and so mind-numbing that people who just watch it, whatever that platform might be, they just can't help themselves but believe everything that's delivered by it. I mean, who would think that?
No,
what kind of maniac?
Have you met the average person these days? That's how they became so
Trump said the science is settled
and mask work and climate change is happening and Trump said drink bleach. That's how these people got so wrapped up in that in the first place.
He didn't say drink bleach.
He joked about it.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't even joke about it.
He said, use some disinfectants.
He was talking about...
See, Mark, you're one of the people we're talking about who just believe whatever they hear.
No one did it. That's the thing.
Because
the president of the United States, the most powerful man on the planet, suggested that people drink disinfectants or bleach or whatever.
No, he didn't.
They claim some lady killed her husband by putting bleach in his soda or something. That was going on for months.
But Trump didn't suggest that people drink bleach or disinfectant.
He didn't. If you watch that presentation, he never said that. They just took it out of context, and they said that he said all these stupid things.
And then they spread it on social media where Mark believed it.
Yeah.
No, what I'm trying to say is that Trump joked about the drinking of bleach, and no one drank bleach, but somehow he was powerful.
He didn't.
Fine. He didn't. I didn't listen to the whole thing because I don't care what Trump says.
Okay, that's the point
I'm trying to cross, is that you drink bleach because somebody on television or YouTube or whatever told you to, you deserve to die.
Well, that's
you out all right. of the gene pool.
Darwin rules.
I don't disagree.
I definitely agree on that part. And if you're fat and you die from overweight, you live a very short lifespan, I'm also okay with that.
But let's put this on hold because we actually do have a call on the line. Rob from Vermont, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I gotta tell you, it's always good to listen to you guys, especially when there's some kind of a disagreement.
Yeah, that's what people seem to enjoy.
Some people like it. But I go home all sweaty and mad sometimes.
Sorry, Conan.
Go ahead. Dude, you didn't get the thing, did you?
Hey, dude, I gotta tell you. I broke down, and I got the J&J.
Yeah.
Okay, and
I got the J&J too.
But you got the other. You got the Moderna as well, didn't you, Mark?
Right. Well, I didn't mean to stop Rob, but I'll talk about what I got.
Okay, Rob, tell us why you did it.
Well, I mean, because I'm 57 years old. I'll be 58 come the end of this year, and I have neuropathy. It's robbing me of my mobility. So as I get older, you know, it gets a little bit more difficult for me to do the things I really want to do. And it also slows down my healing process. And, you know, and I guess I held out as long as I did, you know, because one of the things I didn't hear enough about was what people's experiences were after taking the shot. You know, their, you know, side effects and stuff. I think that's what made me hold out so long.
Oh, yeah. Mainstream is not going to tell you any of that. You have to go look for it. You have to go find it on your own. You have to go to the VAERS. You have to go to the VAERS database on your own.
I don't trust that stuff when they're like, hey, 400,000 people have died of the shot. That doesn't make any sense.
Actually, it's 13,000.
Well, that's a heck of a lot less than people who died with corona.
Hold on. Are you now an advocate of the vaccines, Mark?
That's the weirdest thing about this, the libertarians. Look, I don't think you should have to take the vaccine, but...
No, I'm not saying you're in favor of mandates at all. I'm just saying, would you advocate that people take the vaccines?
If you look, I advocate that people look at the evidence as they wish and come up with the conclusions they've come up with. What I did was I first heard from somebody who had the same symptom I did, which is was cloudiness and thinking. I just couldn't. My brain doesn't work as good as it did 6 months ago. Sorry, this is the way it is. And I spoke to a friend. He had the same problem. He took his first Moderna shot and he said it cleared up. And that was true for me too, but I believe that there's some kind of long-term, there's brain damage, and I just don't remember.
Isn't it a study that just came out where they're talking that COVID-19 sufferers also had some kind of low IQ-ishness that was taking place?
There was something that went out. We never actually got into it, but I did have some show prep about how COVID-19 did appear to make people less intelligent.
Well, what it's done for me is it's taken memory. I just can't remember, like, that word that I need to say next in a lot of cases. So I stammer more than I used to, and it's bothersome to me. Either way, it did clear up the Moderna shot, the one Moderna shot that I took, cleared up the sort of cloudiness. But I was also taking, I took 4 days worth of ivermectin at the same time. So one or both or either could have done it. I don't have any answers for that. But after that, we found out I'm going on a cruise with my mother and that the second Moderna shot wasn't going to come close enough to the date that we were going to get on the boat to have 14 days. So I needed to take the J&J shot. So I went there. I talked to the pharmacist. He said, nope, shouldn't be a problem. Got the J&J shot. The Moderna shot made me sick for 36 hours. The J&J shot, I barely even, I had no effect at all.
Is that similar for you, Rob? You got the J&J, right?
Yeah, and then, you know, it wasn't any different than any other day. I didn't, you know, suffer any ill fate. I didn't get sick or anything. I just went on as I usually do.
How long ago did you get the shot?
I got it last Saturday night.
Past Saturday, or the one prior?
So just a couple days ago or a week ago?
The one prior.
Okay, so almost a week and a half?
Yeah, about a week and a half, and I didn't, like I said, I didn't feel ill, I didn't feel uncomfortable, I mean, it was just like any other day. I mean, the next
day. Would you recommend it to people?
I only would recommend it for myself, I can't, because I'm not a doctor.
Good man.
Yeah. Hey, I wouldn't do it for anybody else either. I would like to point out the J&J shot is not an mRNA vaccine.
Correct.
What they're calling a vaccine.
It's old school.
Yeah, it's much more old school.
Rob, did you get any incentives to get free burgers or free beer?
No, I just went home afterwards.
You should have asked for your $100, man.
I'm telling you, I'm holding out for the 50 bitcoins. If they want to offer me 50 bitcoins to get the job, I'll do it. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.